Now we're officially in the home stretch of this year's midterms. That means after months of campaigning, it's almost time for voters to decide. Some voters have already decided, sending in their ballots by mail or with in-person early voting. And with Election Day just 6 days away, we thought it'd be a good time to break down what you need to know about early voting. We've had some questions from you. Megan Wolf is the administrator for the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Megan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, people might be out there thinking, oh, it's less than a week to Election Day. I wonder if it's too late to vote early. Is it?
It is not. There's actually still two ways that you can vote by absentee ballot here in the state of Wisconsin. The first is in person in your municipal clerk's office. And in some communities, that goes until this coming Sunday. And the other way is to request an absentee ballot be sent to you by mail or by email.
So let's take those one at a time. If somebody wants to do in-person early voting, first, where do they go to find out where they go?
Yeah, so actually the hours and the dates for in-person absentee are up to each city, town, and village clerk in Wisconsin. And so we have 1,853 of those cities, towns, and villages, and each of them set their own hours. But a really good place to start is at our myvote.wi.gov website, and that's where you can go to find all the information about voting, including how to find your municipal clerk's contact information so that you can give them a call or send them an email to find out when absentee voting is happening in person in your community.
So I figured that out. I know where I need to go. I know when the office is open. What do I need to go in and cast my vote? Is it just like if I showed up in person?
Sure. So first of all, you need to be registered to vote before you can cast an absentee ballot.
Okay.
So if you're already registered to vote, let's say you've registered to vote and your name or your address has not changed, then you can go to your clerk's office to cast that absentee ballot. And all you need to bring with you is your photo ID. And a reminder, if you're already registered and you're showing that photo ID to get your ballot, that ID does not need to have a current address on it. But you do need to bring that with you. If you need to register to vote, you can still register to vote in person in your municipal clerk's office through this coming Friday. And when you register to vote, you're going to need to bring something with you that shows your current address. And this is called a proof of residence document. It can be something like a utility bill, or it could be that same photo ID if it does have your current address on it.
And what if I don't know if I'm registered to vote? It's been a while.
Yeah, that's a great question. So you can also go to myvote.wi.gov and you can check your registration status. You can enter in your information and you can see if you're currently registered and if that information is up to date.
And now let's get to that absentee ballot. I want to get it. I want to mail it in. Do I have time to get it and send it off in time for it to be counted at this point?
We're getting pretty darn close to kind of that deadline. So the U.S. Postal Service does say that you need about a week to be able to return that ballot. So if you were to make your request to your municipal clerk today to get that ballot by mail, you would probably get that in the next few days, maybe this week, but it's cutting it pretty close. You could receive your ballot by email, actually. Some communities, you can get your ballot by email, but you still need to mail or hand deliver that ballot back to your clerk by Election Day. There is no late return of ballots, so all ballots must be received by your municipal clerk no later than 8 p.m. on Election Day to be counted.
And let's talk about military voting. There are some rules for how people in the military who are overseas, for example, get their ballots and how they get it back. What goes on for them?
Yeah, so for our military voters here in the state of Wisconsin, they can actually request an absentee ballot be emailed to them, or they can even receive their ballot online, and they can actually do that through Election Day. But again, for all voters in the state of Wisconsin, you must mail back that actual paper ballot. You cannot return your ballot electronically. But we do have some safeguards in place and some additional efficiencies to make sure that those that are serving us overseas are able to receive their ballot in a timely manner.
Talking to Megan Wolf from the Wisconsin Elections Commission about some of the basics of early voting in person or by mail. And we've had questions from listeners, Megan, about, okay, I cast my vote early. Who counts it? Does it get counted at the place where I went to file it? Does it get counted at the polling station? What happens then with that ballot?
Sure. So whether or not you cast your absentee ballot in person in your municipal clerk's office, or if you receive it by mail and mail it back, you're going to place your voted ballot inside of a certificate envelope. And on that envelope, you're going to sign certifying that you are the voter and that you're the one that cast the ballot. And then you're also going to have a witness that signs that ballot. That ballot is then going to be kept stored secure until election day once the clerk receives it. And then those ballots are sent to your particular polling place. So the polling place assigned to you based on your address. Your ballot is going to go to the polls on election day, and your name and address is actually going to be announced, and then that ballot is going to be tabulated along with the others at your reporting unit on election day.
I know some people expressed concern. I think it was back in 2016 on the general election day. How do you know if your ballot is there a way for you to check and make sure your ballot made it to your polling station and got counted?
Yeah, there actually is. So also on that myvote.wi.gov website, you can actually track your absentee ballot. So if you requested a ballot from your clerk's office and you're waiting to see if it's on its way to you, you can check to see the status of it. And if you returned your ballot and you're waiting to see if it was actually received by your clerk, you can also see that tracking on the MyVote site as well. And then ultimately, it will tell you if your ballot was counted on election day.
Now, what are we seeing so far when it comes to early voting in Wisconsin, whether by mail or in person?
Sure. So there have been about 437,000 absentee ballots that have been issued either in person or by mail for this coming November 6th general election. And of those ballots, about 377,000 have actually been returned and will be sent to the polling places to be counted on election day.
That sounds like a big number. How does it stack up to other elections?
It is higher than other years. It seems like every year more and more folks are choosing the absentee route. And we're also expecting to see potentially a little bit higher turnout overall in this upcoming November general election.
That's as compared to other midterms, maybe not as high as, say, a presidential election year, I imagine.
That's correct. Here in the state of Wisconsin, we always have fairly high turnout as it relates to the other states, and we expect for this midterm it to be fairly high as we've seen in the past.
Let's talk for our last couple of minutes to the people who want to vote on Election Day, because there's still a lot of them out there. We have voter ID in place, registration. We can register, I think, at the polls. Talk us through what we need to know about Election Day registration and voting.
Sure. So if you are going to the polls on Election Day, the first thing you need to know is, of course, when are those polls open? So the polls open at 7 a.m. and they close at 8 p.m. And you are assigned a polling place based on your address. So sometimes people call and say, hey, there's a polling place right by my house. That may not be your polling place. So make sure you check out the My Vote Wisconsin website first so that you know where your polling place is. And then as you're headed to your polling place, make sure that you have a couple of things with you. If your name or address has changed, or if you're a first-time voter here in the state of Wisconsin, or you're new to Wisconsin, make sure you bring your proof of residence documents, utility bill, or something with your name and your address on it so you can register to vote. And then bring your acceptable form of photo ID. And that can be something like a Wisconsin driver license or a state ID. And again, that photo ID to get a ballot does not need your current address.
And for people who are at the polls and they forgot one piece of the puzzle here, what do we have when it comes to provisional ballots?
Sure. So one other thing I should mention for that proof of residence document, you can actually show that electronically. So let's say you get to your polls and you forgot to bring your utility bill. You could log into your utility account on your phone and actually show that as proof of residence on your phone as well. In terms of provisional ballots, there's really only one situation here in Wisconsin where you can receive a provisional ballot. And that is if you do not have or did not bring your acceptable photo ID. You will then be issued what's called a provisional ballot, which means that you have through the Friday after the election to provide your municipal clerk with that acceptable photo ID, and your ballot will still be counted.
In theory, the elections will already have been called by the AP and whatnot by then, but the official count would still include those ballots.
And that's a really important thing to keep in mind. The election results on election night are unofficial. Results actually go through three steps before they're certified and they're actually official. So your municipal board of canvass, they're going to take a look at those results and certify them, as is the county. And then we at the state also certify those results. And that doesn't happen until the beginning of December when those results are certified.
Megan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Megan Wolf, administrator for the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She was with us to talk about what you need to know if you're an early voter ahead of next Tuesday's election. You can join us, by the way, on election night here on Wisconsin Public Radio for those unofficial, uncertified results as they come in, plus analysis here in Wisconsin and around the country.